Mary?
Yes, Maeve?
As we set off on this adventure together, what do you see your role as in this series? I mean, I know you're the host, but I mean, to me, are you my mentor, my boss?
Yeah, I guess so, because you need a lot of teaching and coaching. But more to the point, what's your role?
I think my role in this series is going to be your spiritual advisor. No, it's going to be sort of like a cultural attaché into the world of podcasting.
Well, I do appreciate that, I must say. All right, Maeve, you're my partner in this.
Yes.
Tell me now what you believe was achieved by the Paris Climate Agreement on the 12th of December, 2015.
So I have a bit of a confession to make.
What's that?
It's just that I know what the Paris agreements are, the Paris talks, sort of, but I just need to fully get my head around it. I understand that it was an accord signed in Paris by almost 200 countries. And so all of these countries agreed that they wouldn't let the world heat up by more than 2 degrees more. Is that completely wrong?
That's not an accurate way of putting it. What they said was that they need to have a world that is well below 2 degrees Celsius of warming above pre-industrial standards, pre-major manufacturing, etc., which started the emissions.
So like in the 18th?
Middle of the 18th, middle of the 19th century.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, middle of the 19th century. So we're slightly over 1 degree. We actually have to stay at 1.5 if we're going to have a really safe world that's livable in and that small islands don't go under because of sea level rise.
Sea level.
Yeah. The other thing is commitment of countries to a long-term goal of being what's called carbon neutral by 2050. And carbon neutral means that we're not producing more carbon emissions and therefore not going above the 1.5, hopefully.
One of my understandings about Paris is that the kind of wealthier countries who caused a lot of the damage and who are causing a lot of the damage have to somehow make up for it because they often don't really pay in a way.
That was part of an earlier common but differentiated responsibility, meaning richer countries that had historic and current big emissions responsibility would do more.
And every country has to do their part and have a nationally determined contribution.
And that's where we are now. Every country is working on...
It's figuring that out.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are lagging behind because it's not exactly enforceable. It's more guidelines at the moment.
Yeah, guidelines are a bit weak. There are certain things that are required. And one of them is that you don't go backwards.
Yeah.
You've got to keep going forwards and become more ambitious. But the truth is, there isn't really a big stick of enforcement.
Yeah.
It's realised that we need the commitment politically outside the Paris Agreement because we're not there. And we know we're not there. And Paris itself isn't strong enough to get us there. We need more.
Yeah. How did I do there?
I think I'd give you 50%.
Well, that's a C.
Maybe one more time, Maeve. You're getting there.
Okay. The Paris Agreement was signed by 195 countries at the end of 2015. And it was an agreement for the world to stay well under 2 degrees Celsius, preferably 1.5, warmer than it had been in the pre-industrial age before we started emitting all of this carbon and ruining things. It was successful in that every country now has its own uniquely developed targets to meet. And it was people-centred, which made the Mary Robinson Climate Justice Foundation very happy. The only issue with it really is it's not enforceable, but we're working on that. How's that?
That's not bad, actually.
Not bad?
Yeah.
Like 60?
I'll give her a, I think that's
C plus.
Pretty decent. It isn't a strong or enforceable agreement, but it's an incredibly fair agreement. That's why there was such emotion when it was passed. I mean, I was there when the gavel came down, and I'll never forget it. It was one of those moments. I've been at many UN conference endings. This was the most emotional. It began with clapping those on the platform, and then the clapping became cheering, and then the cheering became hugging, and then the hugging became crying, because it was just so significant, and everybody knew it. That was quite a tutorial.
Yeah, it really was. I can't believe it's not even in my brain, even though I thought I understood.
But I mean,
it.
I can't have you talking to taxi drivers if you don't know your facts and figures.
Send me out.
That's
there.
Your mission now.
Yes. Yeah.
If you ever take taxis, which I'm sure you do.
I do, of course. I'm going to take one to the airport later, and I'll be bending his ear.